I'm a nerd when it comes to financial education, but man, like if you don't have any idea what the heck you're gonna do with it and you're spending, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, like it just breaks my heart to like see people drowning in debt because of a degree that they didn't even know if it was gonna get them where they want. So often people take on the role of an entrepreneur, right? Or maybe they're trying to exit corporate America. So they're starting side hustle that they're hoping to grow into a business that sustains and create an amount of money for, you know, to sustain their lifestyle and their family. And so oftentimes you traded the 9-to-5 for an 80-hour work week.
For me, the greatest gift that entrepreneurship has given me is learning to not put my value into how much money I'm making or not making.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I am your host, Jax or Jacqueline Kreider. And today we have Miss Amelia. She is joining us all the way from France. So she's an American living in France and she started a business. She has an awesome coaching platform for moms who are entrepreneurs as well. And so welcome, Amelia. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. Why you're excited to be on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited to share with everyone. You know, I'm a coaching business coach, like you said, and I help women entrepreneurs to create a sustainable business without having to sacrifice time with their kids. And I do that because that was a really big part of my story, right? About how I started my business and how all the things that I thought I had to do in order to be successful, including working 24/7. I started my business just as COVID hit. And I had my husband managing our kids while I was trying to start my business and like hearing them in the background playing and being like, God, like how long can I do this for? And then at some point in time, you know, realizing like, if having a business means that I can't be the mom that I want to be, this is just not going to be possible.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, and I mean, I think that's so powerful. There's so many people just where, you know, when it comes to money, it's like we're working for what exactly, right? And like, yeah, we all have to have dollars to live, right? But money truly is just a tool. Like we didn't even have money many, many, many years ago, right? There was like bartering, all these different things. So I think it's so interesting when so many people are chasing the almighty dollar, which I'm not saying it's not important, right? I mean, I work in the money space. I deal with mortgage. I deal with financial coaching and things like that. So it's important. Don't misunderstand me. But if you're not getting to where you want to be life-wise, time with your kids, you know, going to different countries or traveling or relaxing time, whatever that looks like for you. Is it really that great, right? Like, are we really getting where we want to be? So that's awesome. And it's going to be a great conversation. I love to hear. So tell us a little bit more about, first of all, how in the world did you end up in France? Because I love France. What part of France are you in, by the way?
So I live in the south of France near Marseille.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I love the South of France, by the way. Probably one of the best vacations that I ever went on was South of France. I could live there in a minute. So this is going to be an opportunity for me to just like come visit you, you know, for business purposes.
Oh, you totally. You should come. We'll have a good time.
I feel like a write-off's coming here. Anyway, so that's awesome. So what took you there?
Yeah. Well, it's a long story. My husband and I, we were 16. He was 16 and I was 18 when we met. Okay. And he was a French exchange student in California where I was living. And we fell in love. And then he came back home. He continued high school because he was younger than me, right? I started at the University of Santa Barbara. And we just stayed in touch. And we would see each other once a year. And we would have other relationships. And we would be together. And we were physically together. And then with other people when we weren't. But continued just, you know, staying in love and trying to figure it out. And when I finished my bachelor's degree, I was like, you know, over my head in student loans. And I was like, you know, in France, it's free to get a master's degree. Like, why don't I come to France and let's see if it works out between us. And then I get my master's degree for free. And if it doesn't work out, I just go home a year later and at least I've got my degree, if nothing else. And so that was in 2002. And we've been married for over 20 years now.
That's awesome. And so, wow, that's crazy. And And I can't say that I blame you. Student loan debt, I could die on that hill for sure. I probably should do a whole episode by myself of just talking about student loan debt, just because I really see people, and I'm all for higher education. Like, I have a law degree. Like, I'm a nerd when it comes to financial education, but man, like, if you don't have any idea what the heck you're going to do with it and you're spending, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, like, it just breaks my heart to like see people drowning in debt because of a degree that they didn't even know if it was going to get them where they want. Right. Yeah. Like, it just, it's such a messed up kind of a system, but we won't die on that hill. We'll leave that for
another day.
I think that's so interesting that you started your business during COVID. PBJ Mortgage actually started literally in March of 2020, like officially. And I was like, man, what a great time to be dealing with launching a business, man. Like, what? And I think from my understanding, you did this out of sort of, like you said, where maybe you didn't have, you know, some of the aspects of financial resources, education, like things like that or whatever. And you wanted to be able to help women specifically, right? Entrepreneurs be able to not have to just spend all their time and their energy to only just chase the almighty dollar, right? There can be some kind of a balance, I guess, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. That. Well, I mean, kind of like you started out saying at the very beginning, like so many other women, like so many other entrepreneurs, I had left my corporate job in HR. Our family income was cut in half with that choice. And I had a fire under my butt to be able to start making money. Like, seriously, like, how do I do this? Right? If I'm going to go after my dream, I'm going to go after my dream, but I also need to be making some money doing that. Or we need to figure out, how do we cut our lifestyle in half? Right. And for so, sure. With that fire sending me forward, I was like, you know, I want to make 10K, because in France there's a lot of sales tax and whatever. So if I was making 10K per month in my business and revenues, that meant I had roughly 5K for myself in my pocket. And so I was like, that's what I was making in my corporate job. So that's what I'm going for. And my husband would look at me like I was crazy. Like, you cannot make that kind of money, right? And I was like, you're going to watch me do it, you know? And down that journey, so I was very money focused. I was very revenue focused. I was like, I'm going to show you that I can do this. And I'm going to show you that I can do this, like making that kind of money. And I did. But when I got there, was like, I had my first 10K month. And at the same time, like I was telling you earlier, I would have my husband in the background playing with my kids. And I was working 24/7 on my business and for months on end. And I was like, you know, the whole idea of like, you know, when you're starting your business, you have to work really hard and da da da, the like hustle culture. And I was like, okay, I can do that. I can do that. But then when I got to that 10K month and I would walk out of my office and my kids would not even care that I was there. Like, at the time they were young, they were 3, 5, and 8. And right. I would walk out and they would not care that I was there. Like, I would be available to play and they would not want to play with me. They'd be like, no, I'm going to go play with daddy. Where's daddy? Where's daddy? And it broke my heart. It broke my heart because I'm a very purpose driven person, right. And I wanted to make money in my business, right? If you have a business, it's to make money. Otherwise it's not a business, right? It's for a, sure. And so, but at the same time, like, I was doing this to feed my family, not just with money, not just with food, but like nourish our family and to be a model of possibility for my children. Right. That it's possible to go after your dreams. It's possible to do what you love and make good money doing it. But if making money meant that my kids didn't care that I was around, like, that money had no value. Yeah. And so that's when I started looking at, like, I completely tore my business back to the ground and I started over, because I was like, if these strategies that I had been taught in the program that I had invested in are bringing me to 10K months, but they're bringing me to 10K months like this, that's not what I signed up for. So I started over again. I started looking for new strategies, and I started looking for strategies that were going to be adapted to my life as a mom and an entrepreneur, adapted to that weren't going to require me to be working 24/7, that were going to allow me to have the time freedom that like so many of us, that I actually became an entrepreneur to experience.
For sure.
If I didn't want that, I'd go get a job.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Imagine having the power to control your financial destiny, no matter where you start. Welcome to the Financial Mastery Simplified course and resource platform, where financial education is tailored to your unique journey. We cover everything you need, from basic budgeting and saving strategies to advanced investing and retirement planning. Learn at your own pace with lessons that match your level of experience. Whether you're a beginner or looking to enhance your financial knowledge, join our community of learners and benefit from shared insights and expert guidance. The Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform equips you with the skills and confidence to take charge of your financial future. Ready to master your finances? Enroll in our courses today at the Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform. Start your path to financial independence now.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Hello, and welcome to PBJ Mortgage, where your home ownership dreams become reality. Today, we want to share why choosing PBJ Mortgage is the right choice for your home financing needs. At PBJ Mortgage, we're built on a foundation of values that drive us every day. Our commitment to educate, empathize, and empower our clients sets us apart in the mortgage industry. Our clients are at the heart of everything we do, and their success stories speak volumes. With years of experience, our team possesses in-depth knowledge of the mortgage programs, ensuring you receive expert guidance and the best possible rates. We offer a diverse range of loan options to suit your unique needs, including conventional, FHA, VA, and more. No matter your situation, we've got a solution. At PBJ Mortgage, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service. Our dedicated loan officers are here to guide you every step of the way, making the process as smooth as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We understand that time is of the essence, which is why we've streamlined our processes for efficiency and convenience. Transparency and clear communication are paramount. You'll always know where you stand throughout your mortgage journey. Reach out to us today to set up a call to discover your options. If you're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality, contact PBJ Mortgage today. Let us empower you during this exciting journey. Phone number 4-693-733-107, www.pbjteam.com. Visit our website or give us a call to get started. We look forward to helping you secure your future home. PBJ Mortgage, where home begins.
Thanks for your patience.
Like, I was gonna say, you started thinking like a CEO. So we were just having this conversation on a different podcast that I'm a part of that's like local community podcast. And the topic of the month is how to think like a CEO, even when you are a group of one. Right? Like even if you're, you know, just a one-man band as far as like your business goes. And the truth of the matter is that so often people take on the role of an entrepreneur, right? Or maybe they're trying to exit corporate America. So they're starting side hustle that they're hoping to grow into a business that sustains and create an amount of money for, you know, to sustain their lifestyle and their family. And so oftentimes you traded the 9-to-5 for an 80-hour work week. Right? Because you
and for a lot less money.
right. And you haven't really thought through or whatever. I think as a business owner, what you're supposed to be able to do is exactly what you said, right? You're supposed to be able to strip back and look at the different aspects, right? And when it comes to money, it's so important. I was literally just saying this, that one of the things that I do in my business, and I was challenged to do, is to actually create a list. And even in your life, like in your family, to create a list of like all the tasks that have to be accomplished, right? To run your household, your business, whatever that be. And then mark down the ones you either love to do, like they just drive you, right? Like that just, they just like wakes you up inside and you're like, ooh, I love to do that. Or is your highest and best use. And everything else, figure out a way or start creating a plan to offload these to other people. Like in my personal life, I'll give you an example. My highest and best use is not laundry. I'm ADHD. I will legitimately forget about it. I tell these stories all the time. Like, here's me. I'll start a load of laundry. 3 days later, I'm at the grocery store and I'm like, oh, I started laundry 3 days ago. right? Legitimately, like it happens to me all the time. And so laundry is not my highest and best use, right? So in the onset, we always joke that my husband is the laundry person because I can't be it. I will not remember. And then working our way to a position where somebody else can handle that for us, right? You either hire a service, you send it out, whatever the case may be, to be able to deal with it. And so again, this comes back to figuring out and how to kind of work intentionally, which I talk about a lot, right? And like what that looks like for you and your business. So I love that you sort of made that realization, right? Like the aha moment, my kids are not engaging with me in the way that I want them to, right? They don't care. They're asking for dad, not me. And so how do I make sure that's not the case? That they're getting legitimate time. They want me to be involved in their lives. And it's hard because I work a lot and my daughter, she'll always be like, mommy, where are you going? And I'll say, I'm going to work. Why do you have to work, mommy? She asks me that question all the time. She's 3.5. Why do you have to work, mommy? And I say, because mommy has to make money for us to live. But I, like you, am working on making sure to cut out these pockets of time too. So I'm not spending 24/7 on my business, right? That I have some precious time for sure.
Yeah. And that's a big thing that I work on with, one of the many things that I work on with the women that come into my world is, what does it mean to have work-life balance, right? Because it's so easy to feel like we have to do it all at the same time. For like sure. Having it all feels like you have to be doing it all like simultaneously. You know, the whole like women are like multitaskers thing. And that leads us to be like, you're cooking dinner, you're doing homework with your kids, you're answering the DMs with your clients, you're unloading the dishwasher, all the things. And when you're in so many things like that at the same time, you have no peace in your life, right? It feels hectic. It feels stressful. It feels overwhelming. And so we put ourselves in that place of actually not doing anything well.
Yes, for sure.
Right. And so finding that work-life balance.
Master of none.
Yes, exactly. And so like finding that work-life balance is actually deciding that we do one thing at a time. I'm either working on my business or I'm with my family. I'm either doing homework or I'm answering the DMs. I'm not doing it simultaneously. Right. And that also means though, that there are going to be things that I'm not going to be able to do. And so maybe the laundry is going to pile up like it does in my house. It becomes this huge mountain until somebody decides to deal with it. Right.
Yeah.
But sometimes the kids, they have cereal for dinner. That's okay. Right. Absolutely. Like it's walking out of that idea also of like perfection that so many women and men too, we carry around with us, right? This feeling that we have to do all the things, we have to be all the things, that if we're not perfect on social media, we're not going to get any clients. If we're not the perfect mom, our kids are going to grow up and not love us anymore. If we're not the perfect wife, or we're going to get a divorce, and it's a lot to carry.
It is, for sure. No, and I think that it is, when it comes to money, so many people, so first of all, there's a few challenges, right? Like a lot of this stems from childhood. Like I talk a lot about how your money habits are created. I literally just did a reel about it not too long ago about how your money habits are actually like started to create when you're about 10 years old. And so like what you're seeing, right, through your eyes at that stage, but not just your money habits, a lot of other habits too. Right. We joke in my family, my mom is definitely like a workaholic. Now, I don't mean necessarily on her business. I mean, like she never slows down, like takes a breath. And so in a weird way, for a very long time, I sort of felt like that was the gold standard, that, you know what I mean? I admire my mother. She's a very driven woman, a very entrepreneurial woman. She's very passionate and does a phenomenal job in everything that she takes on. And so in my mind, I'm like, okay, the gold standard is to kill yourself doing all of the things because that was the representation I had in my life. And I think it is super important for your lifestyle, right? And it does roll back into money, is that you have to kind of step back and start asking yourselves, okay, and I say this too, because with money, what do I want my life to look like? I mean, this is literally exactly why I created Financial Mastery Simplified, because I got really, really tired of everybody trying to tell me what the rules were. And I was like, but what if that doesn't fit? And what I think got me really started down that path was the fact that my brother and I are such different people and we live such different lives, even though we were raised like in the exact same household, more or less, right? And I also started recognizing there was nothing wrong with that. Like, he wanted to live in a much smaller house. I wanted to live in a much bigger house. Like, he wanted to do these things and these were important to him. I wanted to do these other things, right? And I was like, why are we always trying to force everybody into the same dang box? Like, not everybody has a desire to be millionaires, right? Mm-hmm. Like, some people want to live a very simple and simplistic lifestyle. And then some people want to live the over the top, you know, crazy, make gobs of money, whatever, like, lifestyle. And so I always encourage everybody, step one is like, step back and like, what do you want? Not what your mom told you you should want, or your dad or family or society or whatever the heck that looks like, right? Like, what do you want yourself?
Yeah, completely. And you know what I realized too, like, for myself and for the women that I work with, is that so often, like, when you start off your business, like I did, you start off thinking, what do I have to do to make the money? What do I have to do to get this business successful, right? What do I have to do to get the clients? And what we don't realize is that when we're in that kind of needy mindset of like, I will do anything and everything to make the money, we're actually not making long-term sustainable choices for ourselves or for our business. Without meaning to, we get stuck in that way of doing things in our business, and it gets hard to get out of it. Where when, like you say, we take a step back from the beginning and we're like, okay, I imagine myself, let's say the day I'm making whatever amount of revenues you want to be making, 2K, 5K, 10K, 20K, 100K, it doesn't matter. But right. I imagine myself on that day, how am I going to be working on that day? Am I going to be working 24/7? I'm going to be working 5 days a week. Am I going to be working 2 hours a day? Like, what does it look like? What are the things that I'm actually concretely doing in that time? And instead, start doing that today. That's when we set ourselves up for sustainable success rather than short-term fast money.
Yep. Oh, I say all the time, and honestly, so in all my businesses, so I have the main mortgage company, right? And then I also have Financial Mastery Simplified, which has like a coaching program called Financial Instincts Framework, and then several different like course platform things to try to help educate people and help them to get to the point of leveling up. Mm-hmm. I say all of the time that I want my marketing, I want the way that I'm attracting people to literally be like this. So if you're not my person, like I respectfully, like there is somebody else who is your person, and that's okay. Like, it's not me, right? Like, I want you to value my expertise, the way that myself and my team care about you as a person. You know what I mean? And so often, I think in general, right, in business and in regular life, we don't do that enough. You know, like we're taught so much that we need everybody to like us. So we need to have all of that business. It doesn't matter who it is or where it's coming from, because it's coming from the scarcity place. Like I'm not enough, or I won't be enough, or whatever. But the truth is, when you start narrowing that circle and that viewpoint, and you start kind of niching down and kind of figuring out like, who are your people and what does that look like? And all of that, you start finding that even if you're not hitting the level of financial success you want to be at yet, it's a lot more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. So like, for sure.
That's why people make millions and millions of dollars a month and they're miserable, because what they built, what their lifestyle looks like, the friends and the people in their circle, like, they're not the people that they intended to be there and stuff. And so I've had to like do a very, I mean, you know, I've learned as I've gone on that, hey, I'm not everybody's person. Like with mortgage, we typically cater to people who value education, who want us to take off all the heavy lifting off of them, right? We're very competitive, but we're not necessarily the bottom dollar cheapest mortgage you're ever going to find, but we make their life very easy. We hold true to what we say, which is PBJ Mortgage, making mortgage simple, as simple as making a peanut butter jelly sandwich. We hold true to that, that, hey, if you simply follow the steps we give you, give us the feedback of what it is you're specifically looking for in your unique situation, we will do all the hard work and help you make a well-educated choice, right?
Right,
because
right.
There's plenty of mortgage people. I mean, you could pretty much throw a stone and hit a mortgage person left.
For sure. Like,
there's tons of that.
Right. So, and there's lots of different value that you're giving in that, right? I think that creates so many entrepreneurs out there. It feels scary to niche down. It feels scary to say, I am targeting this audience here. I'm not targeting them, not them, not them, not them. And yet it's actually, it feels so good as the client. Both when you're the yes and the no, right? When I am you're the person, like, I'm also like, when I'm looking for whoever it is I'm going to work with, whether it's you for my mortgage, it's my doctor, it's my grocery store, whatever it is, I'm looking for something very specific in reality. And so when I walk into a place that's like not my kind of place, or I start meeting somebody that's not my kind of person too, it's the same thing. Like that is actually how the best kind of business is done, where it's win-win on both sides, right? Whereas when you find yourself working with somebody either as a client or as a provider that doesn't match, it's lose-lose on both sides. Everybody comes out feeling like they didn't get the value that they wanted to get out of that relationship and that transaction between us, right?
For sure.
And we forget that, because as entrepreneurs, we don't want to lose the sale. We're worried, if I say I only work with this kind of person, then I'll be working with nobody. And it's actually the opposite. The more you niche down, the more of a specialist you become, and the more that person specifically will come to you. And like I have, whenever I, you know, it's so funny when I go to like networking events in person, and I always say I work with women entrepreneurs. And in these events, like there are so many more men entrepreneurs than there are women entrepreneurs, right? It's like 70, 30, 80, 20, 10, 90, 10, maybe. And so I say that, and all of the men are like, what? You don't work with men? And it's so funny, because I'm like, well, I do work with men actually, but it's a secret, because... Because I'm like, actually, men, of course, men also want fulfillment. Of course, men also want to have time with their children. Of course, they want to feel like they're an amazing dad and feel proud of how they've raised their kids.
Right.
And I choose to work with women because that's just where my heart is. And yet I don't, that's who I target, but that doesn't mean that I never work with men. I do work with men, but I work with the men for whom my message and who I am like really resonates. So it's not about being a man or a woman. It's about who you are and what is important to you in your life and what you're looking for in the thing that you're wanting to do, right? Like, people don't come to me if all they're wanting to do is have fast money, because that's not what I teach them to do. That is not aligned for me, right? And it's the same thing for you. People don't come to you if they're just looking for like the cheapest price.
Yep.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Welcome to Financial Mastery Simplified, your go-to podcast for making smart money decisions. We break down complex financial topics into easy to understand advice you can use every day. Our experts cover everything from budgeting and saving to investing and retirement planning. We give you the tools to take control of your money and build the future you want. With Financial Mastery Simplified, you'll feel informed and empowered to make the best choices for your financial health. Tune in to Financial Mastery Simplified on your favorite podcast platform. Start your journey to financial confidence today.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Welcome to House U, where we believe in the power of education. At House U, we're more than just a brand. We're your partner in home ownership, dedicated to educating, equipping, and empowering you every step of the way. Education is at the heart of everything we do. We offer comprehensive resources designed to make home ownership simple and accessible for all. From understanding mortgage options to mastering home maintenance, HouseU provides the knowledge you need to make informed decisions with confidence. We host workshops and seminars, bringing together experts and community members to share insights and build a stronger, more informed community. Because when you're educated, you're empowered. HouseU, home ownership made simple for all. Visit our website or contact us today to start your journey with HouseU. Empower yourself with knowledge and embrace the joy of home ownership.
Thanks for your patience. Now back to our conversation.
Well, I think it's just a very interesting, you know, concept that people struggle with because, again, a lot of the traditional rules of money is like, first of all, you should make a lot of it. Like, it's really important to make a lot of it. I mean, maybe, right? I mean, it sort of depends on the lifestyle that you want to live. If you want to sustainably live a lifestyle, I know plenty of people who live on very, very little money, like, you know, and they're very happy with the kind of lifestyle that they want. And then conversely, I know a bunch of people who live, you know, have a little bit of money and they're miserable because they have a different perspective, a different lifestyle that they want to live, etc. Mm-hmm. But you attract, I mean, money is just literally an energy exchange. And so often people are not realizing that so much of the stuff that's happening behind the scenes, right? Like your childhood kind of ideas, right? The fact that you do feel like you have to follow all these rules, they're holding you back from leading to the potential that you want to get to, right? Mm-hmm. They're giving you these ideas that you need to do business with everybody. And it's like, that's not true, right? Or that you're stuck in corporate America because corporate America has all these beautiful benefits and all these different things or whatever. And I told my girls, I was like, I think corporate America a lot of times is a really good jumping off point. They're going to teach you a lot of things that when you hop out on your own is a lot harder of a lesson if you don't have some kind of perspective that corporate America kind of gives you. However, I don't necessarily think that that's always sustainable for everybody because for a lot of people, right? Like if you have a unique perspective, I found that in corporate America, what would end up happening is they would just end up piling more and more work on me because I could do it.
Yeah.
I was just capable. So they were like, well, great. This other, you know, person at the other desk, they, you know, were struggling with this work. So we're just going to give you this extra work. And I'm like, but I'm not getting paid anymore. So why should I be having to do the extra work, right? And so I think a lot of times people just forget that, again, you have to kind of go back and realize that when you are niching down, when you are thinking about who your audience is, who you want to connect yourself to, you do need to be intentional, selective, right? Make sure, and that it's a process. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I started kind of niching down, my business dropped a little bit because as opposed to going out and seeking anything and everything that we could find, we were only seeking the very targeted ones. But then as they started kind of flowing in and coming in, there was a lot more satisfaction in dealing with that particular clientele, right? Those particular individuals who were like-minded than trying to beat our heads up against a wall working with the client that, let's be quite frank, you're right, they didn't really want to work with us either.
Yeah. And they're just not, and you have that feeling, right, on the provider side that like, no matter, it's just not worth the money they're bringing to you. Because it's just so much harder. It doesn't flow. Everything is a problem. Everything is, you know, everything is a challenge. Nothing just goes, right?
Yep.
And so you're like, oh my God, never again.
Oh yes. We, and people will be like, what? And I've told people we fired clients before because at some point it's just not worth the time and the energy and the emotion and even the money. Because people say, well, what are you talking about? You know, your main function is you work in mortgage and you get paid quite a bit of money and you don't get paid until the deal actually closes. And that is true. However, you forget the amount of hours that we spend on the onset working, right? We have a lot of expense that we take on as a business before the client ever goes even under contract. I mean, we're doing a huge amount of work up front, basically for free, because that's the way that it's set up and established. And there's nothing. And so if you remind yourself of that if I'm not firing that client early, if they're not a great fit, it's actually not a great thing because we will end up wasting a lot of time, energy, and money to be able to land something that wasn't really where we
should be. Well, and also there's like there's the I don't know what to call it, the negative return on investment, if I can term it like that, of like, yeah, that sure. client, maybe they go, maybe you, because, you know, like at the beginning of your business, a lot of times you, there is that learning process of figuring out, like, who are my people, right? Who are the people that I work with? Who are the kind of clients that I actually want to be working with? And like, what do they do? What do they sound like? What are they like when I'm, you know, and really putting words to that. And so you're going to be working with clients where you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I should never have said yes to that one. And the problem is that when you go all the way through with the process like that, they're also likely to be the person who's going to give bad press to you, to your services, and talk badly about you. Whereas if you have, when you have the ability to identify quickly that they're not the kind of client you want to be working with. And like you say, and you dare, because it is scary, especially at the beginning when you fire a client for the first time, it's really hard and it's really scary and it can be really heartbreaking. And there's a lot of fears on our side behind, like, if I tell this person that I can't work with them anymore, like, what are they going to do to me? You know, what are they going to do to my business? What are they going to do? What are they going to say to people? But it's actually so much more beneficial when you're able to do it either before they even sign up with you or very quickly, rather than forcing yourself to go all the way through with the process.
Well, and sometimes, I mean, I don't know about you, but I mean, I do a lot of masterminding with other people in my space. And so sometimes when I'm not a great fit, either on the financial coaching piece or on the mortgage piece, I know enough people where I can refer them. And I'm like, hey, that's okay if it's not me, and you're looking for something different. If they haven't found somebody on their own, then I can kind of point and say, oh, you know, this person may be a good fit for you, et cetera, because a lot of times then that also allows you to connect people that are like-minded, right? And just be overall positive, because I just believe that, like I said, I joke all the time that I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and that's okay. But somebody else I know may be your cup of tea, right? Like, they may be that exact perfect person that we can connect you with and whatever. And so, and again, this is just an energy exchange. And so there's, you know, that good energy exchange. If I'm connecting people with other positive, like-minded, you know, somebody that can help you in a way I couldn't, type of a thing. And so I think a lot of times people put all these negative connotations around things because we have a negative mental bias, like, naturally in our brains. And it's for very good purpose, right? Because, you know, way back in the day, we were worried about getting eaten by tigers and things like that. So you were looking for problems around every corner. You were, you know, kind of hunting it out. But we don't live in a space like that anymore. And so we really do have to work doubly as hard to shift the mindset and be like, okay, step back. It's okay to feel how you feel and like have that moment of, you know, oh, it's crappy that I'm gonna have to lose this deal. But then, okay, right? Like, maybe who else can I help? How can I bless somebody else? Yeah. How can I improve maybe their lives and the lives of this client, right? Because I'm not a good fit, but maybe Amelia is, right? They're in a different space. So they don't need the financial coaching piece, or maybe they're not there yet. Maybe they're not to a level, but they are to a level where they need to like have the big rocks for their business. And so great, Amelia is going to be the perfect fit for that. So that's where I place them, you know, et cetera, right? And I don't know, I just believe that you put good things out into the universe and you help people in the right way, things always come back to you, even if it's not the direct route, if you will, I guess.
Yeah, completely. And I think, you know, that's very, I love that, you know, offering up that reminder of like, it's not because you're like, it sounds so terrible, right? To say I'm firing a client, like that just seems like not cool at all. But I mean, in reality, that is what is happening. You're telling the person that you're not going to be working with them anymore for whatever reason you that is and whatever reason you give. But when you, it is possible to do that in a way that actually feels good on both sides. And for sure. That's kind of part of the art of, as you move forward, of learning how to do business, how to say things, how to continue to maintain relationships with people, even when you quote unquote fired the client. But it doesn't mean that you have to end on bad terms. You can end on great terms when you're doing something like recommending them to somebody else, like giving them some other resource, saying, you know, you can even say, I'm sorry, I would love to be able to recommend somebody to you. I don't know somebody in whatever it might be, but I can point you in this direction. Right. So right. anything that we can do that is in that spirit of service and helping the other person, they will actually be grateful for us for setting a boundary in whatever way it was for us that it wasn't possible for us. And that's how we maintain relationships. That's also how you create a sustainable business. And that's when someone that you quote unquote fired can recommend you to somebody else, right? And say, you know, ended up not working with her, but I really respected her because she realized that it wasn't a good fit. And then she recommended me to this other person. And that person was really great. And so was Jax.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, it is. It's just, so I feel like that this conversation has definitely been one like for those of you who are not necessarily entrepreneurs, again, a lot of these things do apply to other areas of your life, like even just general relationships, friendships. It used to really upset me, I think, a long time ago, especially like as a child when I would stop being friends with somebody. And I think what I realize over time is that sometimes friends kind of outgrow each other, or we all are on our own unique paths. And sometimes that means that we can still maybe be friends from a distance. We can still appreciate and cheer them on, right? And view all the good things. But it doesn't necessarily mean they have to be in our immediate lives anymore. Because sometimes what you're going to find is that the people that are closest to you, which oftentimes that is your friend, your family, right? Your close business partners, things of that sort, that is going to define whether you are leveling up, you're staying the same, or you're leveling down. And this also affects money in a really, really huge way. So again, don't be afraid to, I'm going to say, fire your friends. I mean, not really, right? But you know, like find some distance there. It does suck. It's not necessarily always the best feeling, but it will affect you, right? In your life, in your work, in your job, in your relationship with your children, all of those different aspects, right? It's going to affect you. So just to kind of tie it in for those who listen, who maybe they're not, an entrepreneur. But I also encourage you to be looking at what you're doing in your own business, like your job. Because if you're not really super satisfied with that, what does that next step look like? Does it look like entrepreneurship or maybe a different role within the company? Because money is not just about, like, that's not what defines your success. Like, let me just say that. How much money is in your bank account is not a definition of success. I understand that societally, especially in a capitalist economy like America, that is what a lot of people believe, again, is the gold standard of, like, success, but it's just simply not true. A life that is fulfilled, that is well lived, that is where you want to be, that's really the definition of mastery, in my opinion. And so people just really need to kind of look and find that out. And as we sort of come to the end, Amelia, tell us like your kind of last thoughts or whatever about it. If there's any other nuggets of wisdom you have, pearls of wisdom to offer.
Yeah, completely. You know, just following up on what you were saying there, I think is a great ending point of saying that I think for me, the greatest gift that entrepreneurship has given me is learning to not put my value into how much money I'm making or not making.
Absolutely.
Not putting my happiness into how much money I'm making or not making. That sure. my value, my happiness, what is important to me is outside of how much money I have, how much money I've invested, how much money, whatever X, Y, and Z thing is. And when you learn to do that, you become so much more powerful with your money. Because your money in that mindset becomes a tool. It becomes a resource. It doesn't become this live or die thing that if you don't have, like, you were, it's over, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's literally crazy how much people tie their self-worth to money. And the funny part is, and I don't say this like pat myself on the back, but I grew up in a family where arguably like my parents were pretty successful. Like the other family members around me were pretty successful. I'd always been pretty financially successful. And like due to some crazy things, some of which were in our control and some of which were out of control, we definitely have taken a massive blow financially. And it's really gotten me to realize that you definitely cannot hold your self-worth in money or it will choke you. Like it will just choke you out. Because if I was defining my personal level of success based on my credit score and all the money that I was bringing into my bank account every single month The last 2 years would have said, ha ha, and have said, ha ha, because that's not the case for you right now. You know what I mean? And so it really makes you step back and realize that, hey, it is possible. I am literally living proof that no matter what crazy crap you have going on in your life, you can step back and it doesn't have to define you. It doesn't have to mean that you're a horrible person or whatever, right? It doesn't. And just because your business may not be going as well as you want, and you may feel like a failure. A lot of people feel that way, guys, like from time to time. A lot of people have those moments, and just feel all you need to feel for a minute and then step back and ask yourself, what am I grateful for? What are the things that are going well in my life, right? What are the positives? And you can find that it really won't. It's not as bad as you think it is, just because you believe that. Well, Amelia, we have so appreciated on the show today. I hope you will come and maybe do another episode with us at some point here in the near future. And I think that you have an offer for the guests, so I'll let you kind of wrap us up with saying, you know, what the offer may be and where everybody can find you.
Yeah, completely. So what I have for you is a free training for you to follow to learn how to make reels for Instagram in less than 5 minutes a day. Because awesome. If there is one thing that I believe is that we are believing too much into the myth that when you're on Instagram, you're going to put a reel up and you're going to make money in 5 seconds. And that is just not the reality of entrepreneurs. Even though I myself believe that, I hoped for that, right? And as much as I believe it is important to be online and to have that as our store window where we show what we do when we bring that value, for 99% of entrepreneurs out there, that's not what's bringing in the majority of their revenue. So I want you to be able to spend less time on your store window and more time on the activities that are actually going to be revenue generating for you and bringing in new clients. And so that's what this training is for. It's for the person who is already doing reels on Instagram, creating content, and you just want to bring your time down like 100 bazillion percent from like hours of content creation to 5 minutes, wham, bam, thank awesome. You, Dan. Done. And let's move on to revenue generating action.
That's awesome. Well, we love that. And thank you so very much. Where do they find it?
So you can find it on my Instagram. Look for Coaching with Emilia. I'm also on Facebook. You can find it there and on LinkedIn also.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we so appreciate you being our guest, and I hope this episode was helpful for the audience. Definitely, we're always trying to level you up financially and simplify your life as far as that goes. That is why we are Financial Mastery Simplified. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we hope to see you next episode of Financial Mastery Simplified.